Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, 5 o'clock. Great to have you aboard. Yes, Michael.
Mike, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Either A or B.
Okay.
Of these two, what do you like best? Here's choice number one. And here's choice number two.
Kid Rock from 04 post game where you were about six Bud Lights deep, or today. Let me hear him one more time. Wow. I like the dude at the end and the fact that it was Pistons championship.
Yes.
You hosting
yes.
a show that wasn't a show.
Right.
And Kid Rock is like, listen, creepy guy, I'm just trying to get laid.
Yes.
I probably still go with the original.
Okay.
It's legend.
It's like, you know, anything else. The original is usually
it's
better.
It's like your Pamela Tommy Lee thing that drop. I know we don't have that in the system.
Maybe by next Monday I'll have
okay
some of those for you.
Right.
I'm back with you next Monday.
We'll rock and roll. Mm-hmm. I want to bring this up. You missed anything? Odyssey.com rewind. Two notes. Let me at least invite Red Wing fans in before you do this JJ McCarthy mm-hmm. thing. We started the show with Red Wings. I'm making it very simple. You can say I'm a horse's ass, or you could say Mike, I feel that way. It's win tonight or F off. Like, enough's enough. If they lose tonight to Tampa, they will have lost five in a row. Yes, they played well Saturday. You didn't win. You don't get a participation award. I don't want to watch the scoreboard anymore. I want to win games and handle business. You know, win tonight or just see yourself out. Is that unfair? Maybe. It's where I'm at.
Because I get it.
Watching them just bums me out because they're not the fun team I watched for, certainly, around Valentine's Day. But for a lot of this year, they started hot, cooled off, got hot, fell off cliff. They're yet to regain any footing.
I know. They're a streak machine, and the streak is not going well right now. That's for damn sure. And if they get a point, you know, that's your participation trophy. Which is obviously one's better than none, but not as good as two.
Right.
So I'm not going to completely write them off, but I understand you and your ilk if you feel that
my
way.
My ilk. Win tonight. Are you a part of my ilk? 248. No, win tonight.
That's a great word.
Or
isn't
be
it
done.
Ilk?
It is. It is. Win tonight or I'm done with you.
Yes.
Until I'm not. But I'd love to hear from the hockey elite on it. 248-539-9797. Now you have a new take.
From two people.
J.J. McCarthy.
Yes.
Go ahead.
This morning, a guy by the name of Mike Kills, who covers the Denver Broncos, pointed out quarterback rankings of this year's draft eligible quarterbacks from Jim Miller, the former Spartan quarterback, Waterford native, NFL quarterback as well, and Greg Cosell, Howard's nephew, of NFL Films, who's a great guy. He was very nice to my daughter at NFL
All
Films.
All right, nobody cares.
But anyway.
Let's keep it moving.
He's a savant when it comes to tape work and study and things like that. He's highly respected. Here's, first of all, they ranked the top six quarterbacks. Jaden Daniels, they had number one. Drake May, two. Caleb Williams, three. Michael Penix, four. Bo Nix, five. J.J., sixth. On J.J. McCarthy, this is what they had to say. Quote, this is Greg Cosell. I don't think McCarthy's tape is very good. I've talked to a lot of people about McCarthy. I don't know where all the momentum is coming from because I've not talked to anyone. I'm talking about people in the league who see McCarthy that way. Jim Miller, quote, remember when Colin Kaepernick was with Harbaugh out in San Francisco? Everything was a fastball. He could never make touch throws. He could never go up and down over the linebacker because everything was a three-quarter delivery fastball. McCarthy's a lot like that, and he misses a lot of throws over the middle where he's behind the receiver. Now, the question is asked, is McCarthy being used as a smokescreen to move up by teams, or are they not seeing what others are? I thought it's pretty interesting, especially on the touch pass. Although, in the playoff, he had a few really nice touch passes to Roman Wilson.
Yeah, including like one that the only reason it wasn't picked is it got tipped.
Yeah.
And it got caught because of it. Okay. Here's this is where it's at for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have no problem if a team looks at the tools, the traits. How is J.J. McCarthy any different than Max Clark? Think about this. What the Tigers drafted on was not production, it was projection.
Correct.
They decided to take Max Clark because he had all the tools and they thought they could develop him into X, Y, and Z.
Right.
Versus Wyatt Langford, I had the production.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't have a problem if a team decides we're going to draft on tools. What I've had an issue with is when you get beyond the tools, do not just throw in my face a 10-throw highlight reel. When you don't throw it, well, it's not JJ's fault, dot, dot, dot. No, it's not his fault, but it's his reality. Didn't have to throw it much. Played behind an elite O-line. Played behind a running game that was going to run it 40 or 50 times. And I can point to multiple points last season when they needed JJ to throw it, and it almost cost them the game. So I have a bit of an issue where the actualization of the football, I don't have it.
Correct.
Now, you want me to cite the throw to Cornelius Johnson in the Rose Bowl on the run towards the sideline, and you go, that's Josh Allen. Yes.
Yeah.
The moments are there.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're talking about, okay, now let's place him amongst these other quarterbacks. Do you know what I actually find the most interesting in this? Their take on Caleb Williams mirrors where I'm at.
You think Jaden Daniels is better?
I don't know that he is.
Right.
I'm saying I'm willing to have a conversation that certain people are like, wait, what do you mean you don't think Caleb invented football? And I'm like, well.
Well, to me, the thing with JJ is if he played in an offense like Jaden Daniels or even like Caleb Williams, would the production be that good? And I think it would, and that's what I think everybody is projecting. That's why you're right. It is on projection because you're sitting there and you're seeing him make a lot of those throws, and he does have a gun, but there's definitely question marks there. There's no doubt. And the other thing why I think he is risen up draft boards. Look, I'm first to admit it. I thought he should have stayed in school one more year. I never thought he would be considered a top 10, let alone a top 5 pick by certain people.
But is he?
So
this is where your question is.
Is it a smokescreen?
What's fact or fiction here, guys?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stoney's given you Greg Cosell, who apparently was nice to his daughter, and Jim Miller. And they're saying, hey, this isn't what you're being told it is. That the people they've spoken to don't feel this way about JJ. That JJ is not going to be a top five pick, top six pick.
Right.
Look, I think it's draft season. All I've said from the start is, I understand if JJ's a first-round pick, and I understand if somebody does something stupid because they're desperate. Look at what the Niners did with Trey Lance. Complete projection. He played one game the year prior and played at 1AA the year before that.
In a makeup, and the one game was like basically a makeup COVID game,
right?
Just for him, probably.
So it was a showcase.
Yes.
But it was all projection about, look at the measurables, look at this tape, and it's like on a camcorder. It can work, but I get very leery of the projection versus the actual. Now, again,
the other thing with JJ is he is very good running the football.
He can be.
Yes.
The problem, you better learn to do what Lamar does, which is not get hit.
Yes.
Because JJ will get snapped in half.
Yes, that is true. 248-539-9797. The ticket text that we'd love to hear from you, as somebody in this radio station says, well, too many times on a weekend.
That's just, you're out of line.
I know.
Whoa!
I know. God. I've turned into Taj Gibson. What can I tell you?
Will you stop? What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Jesus.
We almost got through the whole show. Almost.
248-539-9797. David, when you hear this about JJ, do you buy or sell what Greg Cosell or Jim Miller are saying?
It's so tough because we're in silly season right now, right, when it comes to the draft. The final 25 days. I think I lean more towards believing them, that executives are wondering where this hype is coming from. Because I'm also wondering where the hype is coming from. I'm a Michigan fan.
Right.
He did great in college. He did what he was supposed to do. But I just don't see the hype where he's a top 10 selection for me.
Well, the other thing, and you can say it's a credit to the offensive line, the game plan, or whatever. We know in the National Football League, the most important thing about quarterbacks is W's. And the fact that he is, at least in college, a damn good leader and won a lot of football games, I think that has something to do with
and
it, too.
It also coincided with a great cheating scandal. So, I mean, there will be this idea of, can I bring Connor Stallions to the NFL?
Oh, come on.
No, it doesn't break down to that. But
I want spy glasses on the Giants sidelines.
But to me, I don't know. When the pocket collapses on him, how does he handle it? I didn't see that in college. There are things here that I'm really questioning.
Right.
I wouldn't draft him in the top 10.
But guys, this is...
No, I wouldn't draft him in the top 10 either.
Yeah, but hold on. If you need a quarterback and your owner's like, what's your answer for this? I'm going to fire you if I got to look at this broke bleep again. And you go, fine. You want a quarterback, Mr. Fancy Pants? Look at this kid. He's got a great smile. Like, teams are going to do bleep to get quarterbacks.
I understand that. But a team that's going to draft him and start him right away, I think, is really stupid.
But agree totally with the principle, but you know where the sport is going.
I know.
The sport is, I draft you, I play you.
Right.
This is the Terry Bradshaw. I ain't sitting around for 3 years.
And it also is, you do what the owner wants, or, you know,
He'll find someone who will.
Right. And that's Frank Reich.
100%.
He didn't want Bryce Young.
Nope.
But his owner did, or his general manager did.
I understand. Look, if you're Vegas, if you're the Giants, if you're Minnesota, if you're Denver. Okay, so we have four teams that have no access to the three presumed legitimate QBs.
Right.
We're not having a conversation about J.J. McCarthy as it relates to Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and Caleb Williams. No. I'm not, at least.
No.
But if I put J.J. with Penix, J.J. with Bo Nix, I can have that conversation.
Yes, absolutely.
And I can. And by the way, oh, you didn't like him in college. I wasn't the one drinking his bathwater like you idiots. I just told you he was putting up service academy numbers. You know, it must be nice to be spoon-fed six throws a game. The point I'm making is, in the NFL, I don't care where you went to school. If you need a quarter, like if the Giants take him, I'll root for him. I don't care.
Right.
You're drafting on tools.
Anybody that doesn't is a fan of a team that doesn't like the player on their team because of where he went to college.
Did you like Chris Spielman? Nuts.
Damn right I like Chris Spielman.
But he's a Buckeye.
Yes,
how'd
exactly.
That work?
Yeah.
So that's all. I mean, Mike, I think you could say we've seen the best of Penix. We've seen the best of Bo Nix. You know what we probably can't say? That we've seen the best of McCarthy.
No, we haven't.
So on that alone, you could sell that to your owner.
Correct.
And if you don't have a QB and you go, well, I'll tell you what, you don't want to take this kid, here's Aiden O'Connell. Are you kidding me?
I'd rather have J.J. McCarthy than Aiden O'Connell.
Exactly.
Right.
Hey, here's Daniel Jones's neck brace.
Yes.
I mean, it just, this is the reality.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.